Daniel. King Belshazzar made a great feast for 1,000 people. He commanded that some special cups be brought in for them to drink from. These cups had been stolen from the temple of God in Jerusalem by the king's father. It was not right for them to be drinking from them and praising idols while they drank. God was very displeased with him. Suddenly, the fingers of a man's hand began to write on the wall. The king became very frightened, and his legs began to shake. He called for his wise men to tell him the meaning of the words, but they could not. The queen told him that there was a man in the kingdom who had the spirit of the holy God. This man would be able to tell him the meaning of the words. That man's name was Daniel. Daniel did tell him what the words meant. He said, "God is not pleased with you because you have not been humble. You have drunk out of the vessels of the temple, and you have praised idols. You have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Your kingdom will be divided, and you will be killed." Daniel's words came true that very night. Darius was the next king, and he liked Daniel very much. There were some bad men in the kingdom who did not like Daniel. They looked for a way to destroy him. They tricked the king into making a law. The law said that no one could pray to anyone but Darius for 30 days. Anyone who prayed to God would be thrown into the lion's den. But Daniel still prayed to God. The bad men told the king. So the king had to put Daniel in the lion's den. God protected Daniel. The next morning, the king found Daniel alive. God had closed the mouths of the lions. Then the happy king and all his people believed in God.